And she was marrying somebody who had one of the highest civilian offices in the whole city of Venice. He was a secretary to the Council of Ten. So that's why it caused somewhat of a scandal. Now, in 1510, the Venetians were feeling a little more generous toward Padua, and they said that all of the dowry and all of the wealth that had been confiscated from the traitors could go back to their prospective wives. But Laura didn't get hers back. And interestingly enough, in 1514, in January, it was Niccolo Aurelio who went and actually commissioned for her to get her dowry back. And the day she got her dowry back was the day before they got married. So perhaps he had some interest. and what he got, she had a white silk dress, 25 pearls, and 2,100 ducats worth of land. And so he didn't really get any money in this, but he got the land, which he then could farm, he could get all the profit off the land, and he could build other buildings on the land. And when he died, Laura got not all the buildings that he had built on the land back. Those went to their children, but she got the land back itself. And there, that just showed, that's his coat of arms, so you can see that quite clearly we know who coats of arms are there. Now, we know I've just told you a whole lot about this person. Strangely, even though I know a whole lot about him, we know virtually nothing about what happened to Titian's painting in this time. There are no references at all to this truly fabulous painting until the 16th century, when it appears in Rome in the Borghese collection, where it still is today. And the first real reference we have to it, it's described as the Three Loves. And the second description we have of it, it's described as Two Loves and Cupid fishing in a fountain. After that, it is almost universally called, the title by which we call it today, Sacred and Profane Love.